God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
My dear friends, today we're going to talk about the danger of material goods, the danger of richness. And we go and we start with today's first reading with this statement. I quote, "Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land." This is a very strong sentence, statement. This statement of the prophet Amos are very harsh. We are not used to hearing them often in the churches. But it is God who called the prophet Amos to deliver this message. His mission was to denounce the injustices and the dishonesty against the poorest. I quote again from the mouth of the prophet Amos, "We will diminish the ether, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating." This is the way how the rich person become richer, disfavoring the poorest. It is not for this reason that God has done a covenant with his people. Through the oppressed, through the exploited people, it is God himself who is struck. And then, now, if the prophet Amos came back today, he will have a lot to say. He will not have a word harsh enough against shenanigans of all kinds. For instance, deception about the merchandise sold, scams on the internet, cheating in the games. Sometimes people buy a referee to win a team. Globally in the world, the prophet Amos will denounce the guns trafficking, the living conditions of people reduced to slavery, the running for profit, tax havens, and so on and so on. The prophet Amos, my dear friends, is no longer there, but his message is transmitted to us by God. He calls us all to work, to build, let me tell you, a more just and fraternal world, a more just and fraternal society. By listening to the gospel of this Sunday, we were able, I think, to feel a little bit upset. This gospel is about a man laid off for a grave fault. Tomorrow, he will be on the streets with empty pockets. He has to think very fast about the best solution, and he takes advantage of his ultimate power to lower the debt of the debtors of his master. Obviously, here it is a fraud that no manager, no CEO can accept. When it happens, we settle everything in the courts. But what happened today in the gospel? In this gospel, Jesus praises this man, this steward, because he showed himself very skillful. And this is a shock for all of us. How Jesus can praise someone who steal, who made a fraud? Let us understand very well that the purpose of this parable is not to go against the most elementary morality. Moreover, the historians teach us an important thing to better understand this situation. The stewards, or we can call them the business managers of this time, were not directly paid by their masters. They provided their salary, increasing the debts and interest of their customers. By reducing these debts, this business manager doesn't draw anything from the reserve of his master, but from his own income. That is why Jesus praises him, because This business manager understood that it was better to lose his own money than to lose his friends. That is clear, right? That's it. And then Jesus remarked that, I quote, "The children of this world are more prudent, I add, skillful in dealing with their generation than are the children of light." What does it mean, the children? What does it mean, these people that Jesus mentioning here? It is true, when the personal interests are at stake, we become very creative. But now, let us go in Jesus' mind to understand why this statement. Jesus wants the same ingenuity and skillfulness when it comes to fostering peace, justice, equality, brotherhood, and so on. Indeed, when we will begin to invest ourselves so much to invent solution of peace, justice, equality, and brotherhood than to earn money, let me tell you, many things will change, even in this country. Jesus also made another very strong statement. I quote him, he's not far away. "Make friends for yourself with the dishonest goods, so that when he fails, you will be welcome into eternal dwellings." What mean friends? These friends, they are the poor people, the outcasts. And we know that right now in our village, we are dealing with a situation that the mayor also mentioned on TV, in the social media. We receive in our village some migrants coming from Texas. And so far, we don't know exactly how we can much better help them locally as a parish. We are still in contact. Next week, myself and Father Dan, we will see how we can go through this hotel and to see the manager and to find a way our parish can give a Christian response to these people. These people are the friends that today gospel is mentioning. These friends, they are the poor people, the outcasts in our context right now, the migrants. We know all the parables of the rich man and the poor Lazarus. These rich men did not act to make Lazarus his friend in the afterlife. He established between them a strong separation. Therefore, Lazarus, who is in eternity, cannot help him. Somewhere else, the gospel teaches us that through the poor man, the prisoner, the outcast who is angry, it is Jesus who is there. Every time that we put ourselves at their service, it is him, Jesus, that we serve. Let me tell you with more conviction, I do believe what I am preaching. The main friendship which we must look for, it is the one with God. God is the supreme richness that will allow us to be welcome in eternal dwelling. Let me tell you again, the main friendship which we must look for, it is the one with God. Why? God is our supreme richness that will allow us at the end of our life to be welcome into the kingdom of God. And to do so, remember that the door and the window to get access in heaven, it is your brother, your sister. In this case, the poor, the outcast, in our local situation right now, the migrants that we need to give help in conjunction with all the people in the federal state, local state, or maybe at the level of our state. We're going to do something to help them. And I know that our mayor is doing hard, working hard to bring all these people around the table and to find a help for this person. Amen. 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 I don't hear your amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father Luis is not a socialist. I am preaching the truth of the gospel. This is what meant to be a Catholic Christian. it will open your heart and to see the needs of people around you. If not, it's going to be a social club. We came here with the air conditioning. We feel good. The choir sing very well. And after mass, okay, let us see us again next Sunday. I'm not priest for that. I am priest to impact the heart, to impact the people, and to make people come to a change and to be aware of what happened around them. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus invites us to have a clear attitude. If we are slaves of our material goods, they are going to kill us. We must understand the real value of money. And here is money. Money. Money must serve us just as an instrument, a means of sharing and friendship. Period. Why? Let's go back to the first reading with this quotation. Hear this. You would trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. And sometimes money brings us to do the same. Trample upon the poor. I am a rich man. I am a powerful man. I will let you know that I have all the money and you will do in the way I want you to do. This is not the real meaning and value of money. Money must serve us just as an instrument, a mean of sharing and friendship. Let me give you another example. God gives me in this hand and then I pass on to this next hand and I pass to you. And also you give to all the lady. And then the richest of God come to everybody. But now if I receive here, I take here, I put here. Oh, let's see these poor people. Oh my goodness. Do you want me to help you? Okay, now you need to beg me first of all. You need to praise me first of all. Because I think that all this richness belongs to me. All the riches belongs to God. He gives us all these riches just as a steward to manage, not for our good, for the good of all his sons and daughters, period. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not a socialist saying that. I'm saying the truth of the gospel. Amen.
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 My dear friends, if we, the Catholic Christian, do not leave the sharing, we shall be an against testimony for the world. Finally, let me conclude. We make now ours these St. Peter words when he say, I quote, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. Enable us to put our hearts and our minds at the service of your kingdom. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is good
all the time.
All the time.